And welcome to another edition of Live Out Loud Podcast. It's a podcast all about living clean and sober and having a good time with your life without alcohol and drugs.
Yay, no alcohol, no drugs.
Said nobody ever.
Wow.
All right. My name's Scott.
I'm Gary.
And we got Smurf over in the corner.
I'm Smurf.
And we're here to entertain you just for a little while. Today, for those of you who are watching live, it is Friday, August 16th, and we finally got a day in South Florida where it hasn't rained yet.
Not yet.
And I say yet because it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
But we haven't been outside for the last 30 seconds.
That's
so
true.
It could be pouring out there now.
And I've got a DJ outside tonight. So I'm really hoping it's not going to pour tonight.
It just might.
I mean, this is the rainy season. You could set your watch somewhere between 3 and 4 every day. It's going to rain here in Florida. The good news is you get to go 5 or 6 blocks and you're out of the rain. In most cases.
Right.
In most cases. It's like, you know, the clouds are going along and one of them just decides to get a little pissed off and just rain on people. But I mean, it's what it is, right?
Right.
Just a bunch of little clouds with attitudes there. Anyway, if you want to call in and join the conversation today, you're certainly welcome to do that. The number is 954-210-5413. At any point during the day, if you want to call in. Is that number going to be on the screen,
it's
Smurf?
It's already up, buddy.
What does it say? Because I can't see us. Allowed to see ourselves.
Well, you break the camera.
Yeah, there you go.
It's talk with us is what it says.
Oh, okay. It's better when we're in the dark?
We look much better in the dark.
Yes, yes.
Do you want me to turn the lights off? Ooh.
How many musicians does it take to change a light bulb? None. They like to be kept in the dark.
No, actually one. He holds it and the world revolves around him.
Oh, very good. Yeah. All right. So again, that number, 954-210-5413, if you want to join us today for any conversation. I've got to tell you, I got an event coming up next week, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But I've had to do some shopping. And have you ever come across these BOGO deals? Buy one, get one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find those a lot in Publix.
Well, yeah, with food, that's one thing. But when you're shopping, it's like shoes. Buy one, get one. Now, I always thought that was the deal anyway. Because I've always gotten two shoes.
Yeah, right, right. Well, that's if you're going to buy a pair, but you want to get a pair for free.
I get a pair. Well, I get one of the pair. I get one of the one of the pair.
One of the one, right.
You're saying if I buy one pair, I get another pair free.
Right.
Okay, now who needs four pair of shoes? Well, I mean, you could get them.
Mr. Ed.
Somebody did send me in years ago. Somebody sent me in and said, Mr. Ed.
Nothing? I got nothing for that?
I know. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Okay. Unless he's wearing Nikes.
I want to get something for that.
I'm sorry. Ding, ding, ding. All right. Go back to our old ding dings. I was actually sent in to buy a pair of shoes. And it was back when my daughter was young, and I had to get shoes for school, and I was instructed on what to go buy. I got the size and everything. And then I was told, you know, make sure you get the BOGO.
Right.
I kid you not, I spent an hour walking around that store looking for a brand of shoes called BOGO. I got Nike, I got Adidas, I got Pumas, I got this, I got that. I could not find BOGO shoes.
It's called Bongo shoes.
Now, but that's not BOGO.
But they fall apart.
And there were signs everywhere, BOGO sale today, but they must have run out.
Well, did you hear, if you were in such a frantic need to find these BOGO shoes, did you hear wonderful things about BOGOs?
No, what?
Well, I mean, you were in such a need to find BOGO shoes.
Yeah.
Did you have people referring them? Scott, you gotta have a pair of these BOGOs.
No.
These BOGOs are just great.
No, I was doing guy shopping.
They last twice as long.
I was doing guy shopping where I knew for a fact I had no idea what I was looking for, but I was not going to ask for help. I was not.
This is
a guy
directions,
thing.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't walk in and say, hey, where do you keep this? Because I'm a guy. I can figure things out. What I couldn't figure out is BOGO meant buy one, get one, and it applied to everything.
Right.
You know. Of course, now BOGOs aren't BOGOs. Smurf and I were talking before the show. BOGOs are no longer BOGOs. It's not buy one, get one. It's buy one, get one half off.
Or 10% off.
Or 10% off. Buy a pair.
Is that off the shoe or?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Off the price, right. It's off the left shoe.
There's no shoestring. They just take it out. There's 10% right there. So that's really frustrating. And, you know, and now the whole, you know, it's a BOGO sale is, you know, you buy this pair of jeans for $98, you get the next pair for only $48. No. No, that's why I learned how to steal. No, I mean bargain hunt. I don't call it stealing. Wallet? I call it bargain hunting. Don't look for it later. You look for a bargain and a back door. That's what I look for when I go to a store. What's a bargain and a back door?
That 10-finger discount. Right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We're in Broadcast Beat Studios. I believe the police do a show from here, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank God I'm friends with them.
Well, hopefully it's raining, so they won't barge in here.
It's been nice being on the air with everybody. I'm
just get swatted.
I'm about to be done.
Instead of being Scott, he's going to be number 42397.
All right. Hey, Teresa's out there watching. Terry, Yvonne, Paul,
Lisa
Karen.
Marie Kane.
What?
Lisa Marie Kane.
Lisa Marie, how are you, darling? All right. So I'm glad everybody's tuning in and having I'm assuming you're having a good time.
And Nancy Butler is watching. Remember I was telling you about her? She. We have to have her in here for an interview. I said it last week on the show.
Yeah.
She put together this group of people that they go to see a band, and it's not just the band that's important, it's just a group of people. They're all incredibly friends. It's like a family.
Well, I want to ask her a question. Why are all butlers named Alfred or Jeeves? It's Nancy Butler, right? She should know this.
Oh, well, my God.
What? Is that wrong?
Well, actually, I think that's her husband, so you have to go through him. You have to go through Ray.
Her husband is Jeeves?
So it's Ray Butler. I get that.
It's Jeeves from Ask.com.
All right.
But hello, Nancy. Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, Haley out there. How you doing, Haley? Dan Neary? Dan and I were like buddies at the hip years ago. Probably almost 40 years ago. We were buddies today. We rode motorcycles together. We had, I think we actually had an apartment at one time. We had like five other guys living there and stuff. And we just,
oh, right,
yeah, it was
right,
one of those deals, you know.
Commune.
It was called the group home for a reason.
And but, finally they let you out.
Yeah, just barely. Again, look for a bargain and the back door. That's how you get out of those things. Okay.
Hello, Maria.
Speaking of time going by.
Mm-hmm.
Next week is my birthday.
Again?
Yeah, it seems like.
You just had one last year.
Just a year ago. Which makes me, and I know this is big. No.
My mic wasn't on.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Takes you out of your 50s. Now you're 51, right?
No. Older.
Older than 51?
Yes.
Oh, man, you better take care of yourself.
I am turning 75 next week.
You look great.
You look great. You went from 50.
That's why I did that. See, if I told people I'm going to be 53, they say you look like shit. But if I tell them I'm 75, they're going to say you look great.
Well, you went from 52 to 75. That's not good.
I hate birthdays.
Why?
I'm just not a. I've never been a fan. I love other people's birthdays.
Yeah.
You could have a birthday every day of the year if you want. You could be like a trillion right now and I'd be happy.
Yeah, pretty old, yeah.
My own, I'm not comfortable. I don't like getting gifts. You know, I feel like I should give them something back.
I used to do that to my mom. I would give my mom a gift on my birthday. I gave Tammy a gift on my birthday last year.
You gave me a gift on one of your birthdays. You confused
That's
the hell
right,
out of me.
I did.
He gave me a 12-string guitar. This was a beautiful Ibanez 12-string guitar because I used to have 12 strings and I didn't have one anymore. And he gave me this. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, it's my birthday. Here, this is for you. And I'm like, it really screwed me. I already don't like birthdays. Now I'm confused about birthdays, too.
Well, now that you're a year older, I'm going to give you a 13-string.
Super glue in 5 minutes. We'll have it made for you.
But go ahead.
No, but I want you to explain to people your concept behind doing that because I think this is actually brilliant.
What's that?
Giving away the gifts on your birthday to give somebody something.
Oh, well.
This is brilliant. I love it.
The reason that I do that is, well, with my mom, I'd give her a gift because, you know, she had to give birth to me. You know, I thought that that deserves something, you know?
Knowing you now, that was the easiest part of dealing with your life, let me tell you.
That's good.
That was
that's
only
funny.
Physical pain.
That's right. And maybe that's part of the reason I gave her something every year to kind of make up for what I did to her the whole year before that.
Yeah.
And I gave Tammy a gift last year because she's just someone that gave me something all year long. But it wasn't all year long then.
Whoa.
This year it'll be
you stop it, Smurf. Holy cow.
You should see the horrible knife.
I'm sorry, her mind is in the gutter. It has to follow her. That's where her body is, all right?
But this year when my birthday comes up, it'll be a whole year of her putting up with me.
You.
I think she deserves something
she deserves
like that.
An
so
Oscar.
I would give her something on my
I think that's great.
Yeah, if somebody has to deal with me all year,
yeah,
you know.
Well, you also said you like to give gifts. You give them gifts to people that you admire and respect and different things like
exactly.
that. And it's a way of like paying homage to people and stuff, right?
Yeah, well,
I think that's a great idea.
In your case, you kind of changed my life a little bit, you know? I mean, you gave me a...
Hit a guy with a car one time and I've changed his life.
Well, you know, I figure you should use it because... you know, I mean, after you hit me with the car, you know, you'll need a 12-string guitar to, once I get done with you, you'll be playing out on the corner with the case open.
Yeah. Gives you something to do in prison besides shower. All right. Anyway. Yeah. So when's your birthday? You're in October, right?
October. Yeah.
October
8th.
So what does that make you? What are you?
Male.
What do they call us?
Oh, astrology. Astrology sign.
No, just ask. No,
I'm a Libra. That? Libra.
You're
scales.
A Libra?
Yeah, balanced.
See, now I got a feeling. It's...
What are you? What is it? Would,
what do you think it would be? I'm a Leo.
Oh.
I am a Leo.
By the mane.
I'm a Leo. That's Leos are loud and leaders and like to be in front of people. I thought Libras were girls. I don't know why. I thought there's.
You thought Leos were girls?
Libras.
Oh, Libras.
It sounds like a girl thing. It's not. It should be. It's like a Libra.
Oh, wow.
Now, if they really want to make it, it should be a. You're a Libra man. Lee man.
No, I'm a Libra.
Libra. Libro.
A Libro.
You're a Libro.
I'm a Libro, yeah.
There
I'm
you
Libro.
Go. Now we've manned it up a little bit. What are you? I'm a Libro, man.
I'm a Libro, man.
You're like the Marlboro man up there.
I'm a Libra. John Lennon was a Libra.
Really?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. That's not how John Lennon talks.
John Lennon always talked like this.
Well,
very through the nose. Through the nose.
He had those little round glasses that pinched his nose, so it made him sound like that.
Yep.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
It made him see.
Smurf is losing herself over there.
Oh, I'm reading some of these comments. Also, I'm putting some on screen, and they're rather good.
Why don't you read them out?
I'm
not seeing them.
Therese said, most important fact is Scott will be older than me. With little
clapping
hands.
Oh, that's true.
Little clappy hands, yay. Yeah.
Therese that's and I are... similar age, but it's always that period. There's a small period of time when I am older than her, and every day I'm reminded of it. Then her birthday comes where we catch up with each other, and we don't discuss it anymore.
Right.
So for 1 month a year, she has the time of her life with birthdays and ages. The other 11 months, it is prohibido. And I say that in Spanish to tell you how important that is. Mm-hmm. Prohibido.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's Spanish or not. I apologize.
To all the Spanish people.
Well,
that
pretty
are going,
much everybody.
The Spanish people are looking in their Spanish translation books to find out what that means.
Is that even a thing? Oh,
you know, I was talking about, look at all these people making comments. It's so nice to see this.
Continue. We have a guest.
Okay. Happy. Haley's wishing me a happy birthday. I appreciate that. It's not till next Wednesday, but I'll start celebrating now.
Uncle Scott.
Yes, that is my niece, Haley.
Oh, hello, Haley.
Hello, Haley. And
Yvonne loves birthdays.
And Karen Hurley says, Gary, you are a nice guy, and she is lucky to be your friend.
I am lucky to be your friend. So let's tell everybody about Karen.
Why don't we?
How wonderful Karen is.
I'm sorry. That was just, it was a perfect moment for crickets, wasn't it?
we
that was
the
so wrong.
That we hired to be here are not here today. But
all right, let's take just a moment and explain. Did we send away our guests?
Gary didn't shut the door all the way, and now I had to put an awkward conversation.
Oh,
well, that door doesn't close all the way then.
You have to put your shoulder in it.
You gotta put your shoulder in it.
It could have been me, Gary. I just threw you under the bus, and I am sorry.
I put my shoulder out closing
in
that door
in front of all the people that
all
are watching
the,
in
all
ten.
All the five people.
And my brother reminded me that I'm only 2 years from the early bird special.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
That's where you start, you know, eating lunch at 10 a.m. and dinner around 2. Breakfast the night before.
Just so you can get the coffee and dessert.
So,
yeah, because that's the best time for the meatloaf.
I was talking to your brother, and he takes full advantage of the early bird special.
I have no doubt my brother takes advantage of the early bird special.
He's like, it's great. I get to eat all the things, and they give us Jell-O.
It was not that long ago we went to the movies, and I got the senior discount. And they didn't ask me or anything.
Well, that's not good.
Now, I will go, and I don't smoke anymore, but sometimes I'll pick up cigarettes for clients or do something like that. And they'll still ask for my ID, and it makes me feel good.
Right.
Well, no, it actually annoys the hell out of me. But if I think about it, if it's a nice compliment.
Well, it's a law.
And then I will look frustrated while I'm pulling it out. And what they could say is, well, you know, you could be young. But you know what they say? It's okay. Even if you're old, we still have to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You sons of guns. I mean, come on. Give me a moment, would you?
That's right. God. You had your moment, and then they took it away. You had your moment.
All right. One of the reasons we do this show, in fact, the main reason we do this show, is we want people to laugh and have a good time without alcohol and drugs. Listen, if you're out there and you have your occasional drink or you do your thing and you don't have a problem, that's fantastic. We're glad to have you here. But there's a lot of people out there who have a problem, who rely heavily upon alcohol and drugs for everything in their life, for all of their good feelings, their bad feelings, and everything in between. We're telling you there's a different way to live. We're telling you that there is help for you if you're out there or if somebody that you love is struggling. Call this number. You want to talk to Karen. Karen is our addiction specialist. She is also one of our best friends in the world, right, Gary? I mean,
she is wonderful.
Incredible.
Very knowledgeable, very smart, but mostly has the heart of a country.
The heart of a country? Which country?
The heart of a country.
Which country?
As big as a country.
As big as a country. There we go. Now,
she cares
now
about
I got it.
Everybody.
She really does. And she knows how to talk about it, and she's willing to spend some time. So here's what I want you to do. If you have a problem, or if somebody you know has a problem, give Karen a call. Tell her you were listening to LOL and we told you to call. 786-514-0893. You could text her, too. If you're afraid to have a conversation, you know what? Text her. She'll text back. She loves texting, so do that.
She's going to get you. She's going to get you.
No, texting is fine.
Nice.
Some people are afraid.
She loves texting.
Oh,
some people are afraid to talk.
You know something? That is a good point.
That's why texting was
totally
invented, because
guys
are afraid to talk to girls, and we need time to make up excuses.
Right. We don't sound stupid. We just look stupid.
Yeah, that's right. 786-514-0893. If you want some help with your alcohol or drug problem, you want to ask questions about it, or somebody you know might be in trouble, we have treatment options. We work with great treatment centers up in West Palm Beach. It's called ARIA. We have connections to a lot of different services, so make sure you give us a call. I mean, Gary, we can't emphasize this enough, right?
Yeah, I mean, don't be afraid to call, you know, and talk to Karen. You don't have to leave your name. You don't have to do anything that you feel uncomfortable doing with. Just let her talk to her. Just talk to her, because when you talk to Karen, she makes you feel at home. She makes you feel like family. So, you know, you loosen up. You have nothing to lose to talk, to call. The only thing that you can lose if you don't call is either your life if you are an addict, or a loved one if you're calling about an addict. So, you know.
Please call 786-514-0893. Let's give some shout-outs here. Jessica is watching. Jessica is Teresa's daughter, and I imagine if she's listening or watching, then Quinn is right next door, a little baby, our new granddaughter.
Quinn,
beautiful. Oh, she's been sending pictures. Just beautiful.
Great name, Quinn. Tommy Brega, great singer.
Oh, okay.
From the band Jaded.
Okay.
Aerosmith tribute. Oh. He's great. He's really great, and he's a great guy, too.
You got to tell me when they're local, because I've been wanting to go see them.
I will. As a matter of fact,
I want to see them in the Turnstiles, and I'm missing out on the Turnstiles tonight because
Gulfstream.
I got a DJ tonight.
Oh, yeah. They're a great group also.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rick Vincent. Hey, Rick.
All right. We also have Dee Olson, and Jesse is out there. Jesse, what are you showing
look
me?
At Jesse. Look what Jesse wrote. Do you see that?
I'm making it fit on the screen.
You know what? I'm going to share this. Jesse shares, and Jesse's a great friend of ours. We just spent some time with her the other day. The world is a better place with Karen here. And this is Karen, our addiction specialist. Thank you for your service and compassion. I couldn't agree more. It's a better place.
Yeah.
It makes it so much better. You and I have to be here to balance out with a little bit of just goofball.
Yeah, we make the world a little worse, but Karen makes it better.
We make the world funnier. She makes it better. We make it funnier.
Yeah,
we'll go with that.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that are alive today because of Karen.
Tommy Bragg, we look forward to seeing you, brother. I've heard a lot of great things about your band. Gary knows you very well. So
go see Jaded, folks.
Know, Gary's been hooking me up and seeing all the different bands and everything. And, I was playing my guitar a little bit this morning, as a matter of fact, getting kind of loosened up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, part of me was actually thinking about bringing it out while I'm DJing tonight and doing a little, Simon.
You should do that. You should.
I want to do Simon and Garfunkel, but it's hard to do both, so I just do Simon.
Do you stand on one side of the mic, though?
No, but I get down on my knees, so I'm the right height.
I
said wrong?
Yeah, that's right. No, that's not. No, you should do that. You should play for a little while, take like a 15-minute break, and entertain.
Yeah.
I used to do that when I DJed. Then I think they'd like that.
I'm thinking about it, but if it's threatening weather, I don't want to bring my guitar. I'll probably bring the Ovation and just have a good time.
Yeah, Ovation's.
I love my Ovation.
Take it.
Don't.
He's so good.
He's putting shade on my whole. I can't even say it anymore. You hurt me. you cut me to the quick.
Ovations you can have in the water. They're plastic.
First of all,
that's not plastic.
Yes, it is. Second of all,
That's right. It is. It's like a boat. I can float and play.
Yeah. I love Ovations. I love them better plugged in than not plugged in, though. But that's just
because there's no sound pool.
Yeah, no, it just sounds like you're playing plastic. But when you plug it in, it sounds like expensive plastic.
I don't know. They keep slipping off my legs.
What is that sound? Is there thunder outside?
Thunder.
Of course it probably would be.
There you go. There you have it.
I don't think so. Well,
we were talking about
the
rain.
Because you were talking about how great an Ovation is, and God's like, how dare you?
So apparently little Quinny, our granddaughter, is watching or listening, but she's sleeping. So she's soaking it in while she sleeps. So we're subliminally planting these thoughts into her head.
Uh-oh.
You might want to get some earmuffs and cover.
No, not us. We're going to get blamed for it.
Nobody dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah, let's all talk about something nice.
Ah,
yeah.
Shit.
Well, you know what's nice?
Smurf.
You know what's nice is that people are talking to each other on our...
Yeah.
Yeah, like Greg was talking to you on about just saying what's up. Hi. Oh, by the way, hi, Greg.
Pedro just joined us, too.
I think Greg's playing tonight, too, at Fishtails.
And where are you playing
in
tonight?
Attica. Tonight, I am off.
Wow.
I am off.
That's never happened.
So what? Date night? You and Tammy, date night?
Tammy and I get to go out.
All right, tell us, what are you going to do? You going to surprise her with something? She's not listening. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
She never watches the show.
All right, now this is just between you and me.
Just between us.
Okay.
God.
I'm whispering, so nobody else hears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a special place in hell for that voice. Let me tell you right now. That's a scary voice.
Oh, no.
Especially when he's looking at me. I got goosebumps here.
Goosebumps.
There was this one episode where he was doing that, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I know. I forgot which show it was. I was listening to some of our old shows because it's the best thing on TV, by the way.
It's actually
not on TV, but I take my phone and I put it on.
It is now. Yeah,
put it on top of my TV.
instead of smart viewing, just put your TV on. Wear a pair of binoculars.
Yes, what?
Sorry. We could be on your TV if you visit our YouTube channel.
That's right.
YouTube.com/
All the smart TVs.
Podcasting.
If you have a smart TV, go to YouTube, you put in LOL Podcast or Live Out Loud Podcast, you'll find our channel. You could subscribe to our channel. Please do subscribe and watch all of our old shows.
I'll tell you what, just go to the channel and subscribe to us, okay? Because when you put us on a big TV, it ain't pretty.
It's beautiful because Gary was blurry through all of season one.
Well, season one, you were blurry.
We had a problem.
We had one camera.
I'm a little blurry.
We couldn't
right
figure
now.
It out. We switched cameras. You were still blurry.
We added a light.
I don't know what it was you were doing.
You look like Diane Sawyer.
Well, how old are you? 52, right?
52 today.
60. Okay. Today?
Today. Next week, I'm 53.
Oh, okay.
We were all like,
what? Is this confusing? We already went over this. Wow. All right, let's recap what happened in the last 10 minutes to keep Gary apprised of what we're talking
about. The stupidity just drained on me.
Hey, listen, you went out, you wanted to talk about cars, buying cars and stuff or something,
right? Yeah. Just buyer beware, you know, I wanted to ask you something.
All right, go ahead, because I used to sell cars.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Now, when you sold cars,
uh-huh.
you were trained at customer service, right?
Yes, but I had my own style.
You had your own style, but it was nice, right?
Let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
My first day there, I'm at the dealership, and I didn't know what I was doing. Now, I had done TV and radio, and I took a break from TV and radio for a little while. I decided to sell cars. I thought it would be an easier way to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. But I got there, and I didn't know all the paperwork. I didn't know what to do, so somebody came up, and they wanted to buy a car. So my first thing I said was, listen, this is my first day. I can get somebody more experienced because I really don't want to mess this up for you, and I'm not – it might take long. I'll try to help you if I can, but – I don't want to mess this up. I don't know. And the guy's like, listen, don't worry about it. We'll do this together. And the guy spent a couple hours with me. He bought a brand new car. My first day as a salesman. 6 months later, a guy comes onto the lot. I say, listen, I can get somebody to help you because I'm brand new here and I don't know what I'm doing. This thing worked like a charm. The problem was the guy I was talking to was the same guy I met on day one. He came back to buy a car for his wife, and I got caught in my lie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A week later, I was back on TV and radio and out of the car business.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, there's a guy at, I won't mention, you know, Gunther Kia, but there's a guy, and I won't mention Mark's name. He was just this salesman. We were there ready to buy a car. Ready? I mean, we were ready. As a matter of fact, we went back there after going there one time, and we're discussing price with them, and they come up with this thing where it's a piece of paper saying that if we come to if I give you the price that you're looking for, will you commit to buying the car? So
they had to put this on a piece of paper?
On a piece of paper, and I had to sign it before he goes to his manager. And most car lots do this now, so I thought that was the craziest thing. And every time he came back with a price, I would say, well, you know something? That's not the number I'm looking for, and I made a commitment. I signed a piece of paper.
I signed a piece of paper that said that I would pay $200 for this $5,000 car.
That's not the price that I'm looking for. And the guy just started, I mean, it. From the get-go, he was just like, I really want to go home. Why are you here? And he gave us this attitude, and I couldn't believe that this
guy
was doing it. So finally, Tammy and I just get up and walk out. And he comes out after us, and he says, what are you leaving for? Why are you leaving? You know, instead of, you know, hey, listen, if I was a little bit, you know, I mean, this is a guy that's going to make a big commission on us. It just wasn't friendly at all.
You'd expect at least the customer service you get at McDonald's.
At least the customer service. Wow.
When you're about to put down $12,000 or $20,000 or more and buy a car, you'd expect them to at least be as nice as the person who sold you a $1.99 large fry.
Right, exactly. The final straw was, I said, well, listen, we want another key, because it only came with one key. So as he's walking out of the office, he says under his breath, wow, all this for a GD key. Right?
I think we're checking. Do we have a problem with the phones?
Yeah, I
realized.
All right, we're checking on the phones. Oh, look, those people are trying to call in. Just give us a few minutes. We're going to have that fixed.
She's under the hood.
Smurf is doing her ninja. She is, she's under. She's covered in wires. I think she was just electrocuted, so the show's going to go on because we don't know how to turn it off.
So we'll be on for the rest of the evening.
You did end up getting a new car.
We ended up getting a new car, but we had left, and then the sales manager had to call and say, listen, we'll give you what you want. He wasn't that much friendlier either. We'll give you what you want. Just come back, and the paperwork will be ready. Please come back. You know, I said, look, I don't want to deal with this guy anymore. Don't want to deal with this guy anymore. We go back, and this one guy, Pablo. Hey, Pablo, if you're listening, he saved the day because he was really nice. But the paperwork wasn't ready. We got our extra key. I talked to Jay Gunther.
Wow.
I called Jay Gunther, and I said, hey, listen, man, you got to do some customer service.
People have to figure this out. They have to figure this out. I mean, everything's about customer service. I don't care what you're selling. You could be selling, you know, the Hope Diamond, or you could be selling a stick of gum. The whole thing is people don't want to buy from you unless you're nice to them.
Be nice.
I mean, I'm telling you. By the way,
what do I say at the end of each show?
What?
What do I say at the end of each show?
Be nice to, what do you say?
Be nice to someone.
I've already stopped listening when I say goodbye, so I don't know. I know you mumble something. I don't know. You say something.
Be nice to someone.
I've never seen the end of our show.
Do you listen to anything that I say?
I do, but I listen to the show back, but I never make it to the end. I'm usually asleep. I'm kidding. We're better than that. Not by much. Hillary is listening, my daughter Hillary, and I assume if she's listening, then our other granddaughter, we already mentioned Jesse and Quinn. Our other granddaughter, Hazel's probably listening in the background, too. So watch what you say. Don't use any damn bad words.
Son of a bitch. Oh, damn it. Ah, fuck.
Hey, watch out.
Wow.
Terry's back on. Terry's trying. I guess she asked if the phone's working.
Yeah.
Phones are being loaded up, guys.
We've got somebody actually on the line.
All right. Yeah, let's hit it.
Also, Pedro. Hey, Pedro.
There you go.
All right, caller. You're on Live Out Loud Podcast.
Oh. No, you're not. I lied.
But then maybe...
There we go.
Sorry, caller. One more time, you're on Live Out Loud Podcast. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, is this Terry?
It's Terry.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't look at the phone to see if it was
Sorry, Terry. We had a broken phone, but we replaced it with a flip phone, so you're good to go.
Actually, we have a can with a wire hanging down.
Yeah.
Okay, that's even better. I wanted to sort of change up and talk about the BOGO. Can we go back to that just for a second?
Yeah, when do we get back to that?
We can do whatever you want.
Right. Since that is what the show's about, right?
Yes.
Okay. I worked at Winn-Dixie as a cashier, and the worst thing they ever did, especially to us cashiers, is they would change it from buy one, get one, to buy two, get one.
Right, yeah.
And they trick people.
Yeah.
And then they take it out on the cashiers. No, that's buy one, get one. And then we go through, looking through the flyer. I said, no, ma'am, right there, it's buy two, get one. And we take the flack. And it was like, why did they do that to us?
I know,
We have enough problem with the public. It's like, geez.
Well, first of all,
call a manager over.
Let me ask you something, Terry. Which one did you work at? Which town were you in?
Port St. Lucie.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Because we got a Winn-Dixie and Davie. And, you know, I know it's a problem for one of our cashiers because they only have two fingers. So, you know.
Well, there's a scanner. What do you mean two fingers?
So, because they can't count the three. So, anyway, I'm sorry.
Okay, get it. Okay, over my head. That went over my head.
It's okay.
I got that.
So, you know what?
Oh, God. Gary got that? I got that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what I don't like when they do those, like the buy two, get one free thing? They make the numbers super teeny. So all you
and
see is buy, get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Ooh.
The two is in a little circle.
Yeah.
And it's colored in red.
Well, they figure if you miss the buy two, get one, and you think it's buy one, get one, you bring two of them up. You know, once you're in line, you got 17 people behind you, and you're halfway checked out, and you realize you screwed up, you don't want to stop everything and go get the other thing of Quaker Oats. You just say, screw it, and they've made money on you.
And then they leave them both with you.
Yeah.
Because you got to tell them, right?
No, I haven't had that problem.
You got to tell them, though. You know you can get one more of those for free, right? Don't you have to tell them that if you do that?
You don't have to. Oh,
well, I don't have to,
it's
but I'm a nice
right
person,
thing
so
to
if
do,
I see
Smurfy.
Somebody coming down the line, it's like, hey, that's buy two, get one free. Oh, really? And out they go, and then there goes my line into the turtle mode.
No. These people are too busy trying to figure out how to get 12 items through the 10 item or less line, so I'm not even worried about that.
And write a check.
And write a check. Oh, my God. Somebody was writing a check the other day. I didn't even know they had those anymore.
That's right. It was on a pack of gum.
That?
I need a check to fix my LLC issue, and I don't even know how to get one. Do I go to the bank? Will the bank cut it for me, or do I
make
to
my
order
own.
80 of them?
I'll make one for you.
You make one for me? Because
I make
you always
one.
Have to order, like, for $30. You get 2,000 checks, but you only need the goddamn one. Oh, I'm sure.
I make my own checks.
Get a money order.
Get a money order.
I don't think that the SunBiz takes the money order. I think I looked.
Oh.
It's like, give me a check. I'm like, are you god dang serious? You had no problem taking $200 out of my account in a blink of an eye, but now I have to write you a god dang check and wait 6 weeks? Oh!
Oh, Smurf is on a roll.
Smurf has turned into Andrew Dice Clay.
She was electrocuted a few moments ago.
Is she turning green right now and getting bigger?
She's
well, at least we know the phones are fixed. Hey, folks, call in. You see, Terry is a great example. Call in. Be on the show.
Terry, I hope you have yourself.
I love talking
again.
To you guys.
Any great plans for the weekend, Terry?
Maybe binge watching something on Netflix. It's too hot out to go anywhere. It just is.
That's a true story.
I wanted to go see Gary when he was doing the Zeppelin, and I just couldn't get down there. And he does the best Robert Plant I've ever heard in my life. He's better than me. He sounds more like Robert Plant than Robert Plant.
Oh, don't tell him that.
I agree.
Have the problem.
I've seen Gary do that. He also does a wonderful Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Oh.
Fantastic.
I have never seen him do Steven Tyler.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
You know, but
Gary, do you know Hotel California?
All right, Terry.
Thank you, Terry, for calling in.
On that note, goodbye.
All right, love you, Terry. Take care.
Thank you for calling.
Love you guys. God bless you all.
Bye.
You too. All right, more people joining in. Jim Vaccaro, Greg Sherman.
See, he knows about that Hotel California thing with me.
Every time I'm going to meet up with Gary somewhere. When Teresa and I were coming up, we did a big training on Tuesday. It came out really great for our addiction training center. We had a good day. We were driving up. We knew we were going to see you and Tammy there because Tammy came to volunteer. You came to help do the workshop. And Hotel California came on just as we were pulling into the parking lot.
Well, that's good. Just
and Teresa and I just both started laughing. It's
starting.
It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Oh.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We're talking about just about anything we want to talk about here today. One of the things, you know, it was mentioned, Terry mentioned, it's too dang hot to do anything.
It is too dang hot.
That is a true story. It has been hot. It's not just us, though. Northeast, you know, out west and out, you know, Midwest, everywhere, there's been different heat waves this year. We have been just stuck in this pattern of this oppressive heat.
Oh, it's hot all over the place. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All over right now.
Only down here in South Florida is it like, boy, I can't wait until November so it's nice enough to go in the pool.
Yeah.
Right?
Because right now the pools are like bath water.
Oh, speaking of, see, that's why I hate pools.
Speaking of bath water.
Have you guys thought about public pools? You want to think about public pools?
Nope.
You know what it is? It's taking a bath with strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what public pools are. It is a tub of water where you and the neighbors that you won't even talk to are going to sit in the tub together.
Right.
And it's gross. Right. I don't take baths because I don't like sitting in my own dirty water, but I'll go in a pool where I'm sitting in someone else's dirty water.
Yeah, well, if you talk to somebody and they're on the phone or something like that, and so what are you doing? He says, I'm in the pool right now. And you go, you're in the pool? Absolutely.
You're in the pool. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's like one of those signs, you know? Welcome to our ool. Notice there's no pee in it. Let's keep it that way.
Right. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
You're in the pool. Thank you.
I love going to the pool, but just when there's a lot of people in it, I get the eebie-jeebies.
I like a pool better than the ocean.
Well, then you're swimming, you know.
Then you're swimming in fish shit.
You're swimming with, yeah. Fish do not get out and use the public restrooms on the beach. They do not. I've never seen it.
They don't.
Well, maybe once, but, you know, back when I was drinking. But I've never seen, they go in the water. And of course, half the bathers do. I never noticed, there's never long lines at the, you know, like on Fort Lauderdale Beach and other beaches, they got the public restrooms.
Yeah.
They're never full. The beaches are full. You go to a concert, the bathrooms are always full. You go to a sporting event, you go to a beach, it's not full. You know why? They go down to the water and they go in the water.
They go in the water.
You know? I mean, you know, why even be ashamed of it anymore? Just grab the paper, put it under your arm, walk on down.
Oh.
What?
Well, I thought we were just talking about number one, but number two. Okay. Yeah, so if you see somebody straining when they're in the water, you see that straining look on their face. It's like, oh, maybe
you think sharks are scary.
Yeah, right. They're not getting bit by a barracuda. They're letting one go.
This show really went off the deep end.
I see what you mean.
Oh, man. All right. I just got nowhere else to go.
Glub.
It is
glub.
Just hot. There's nothing you could do about this. All right, so we talked about buy one, get one. We talked about birthdays coming up. And
what? I'm sorry, can I interrupt you? Billy. Billy joined us. Hi, Billy. Billy, my friend, Billy. My lifetime, my okay. lifetime
Again.
Buddy, my best man. The
this is the thing where if you don't know somebody,
that's the Billy gave me a hard time about.
I know, I love it.
Yeah, Billy's great.
I picked up on it, but it's still that same thing. It's like you know, Dan's on. Dan, who's Dan? You know, Dan.
Dan.
Well, who's Dan? Dan.
Oh, well, how about
if you change the pronunciation, you think people are gonna get it?
How about this?
Oh,
where are you from?
Syracuse.
You know John yeah. Glenn?
Yeah, there was only four people there.
You're from Syracuse, huh? Yeah. You must know my buddy Ralph.
Yeah, he's one of my brothers. We shared a womb. Yeah, I know. I love that. You know, my last name is Jones. I get that all the time.
Oh.
Oh, are you related to Deacon Jones? No. Sarah Jones. You know Sarah Jones. Yeah, she lives in Topeka. What the hell? Why would I be related to her?
Isn't that crazy?
I really want to change my last name.
Folks, the things that we say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how many, your name is Gary Wayne.
Right.
How many people say, you know, do you know Bruce?
Right. Oh, are you Batman?
Yeah,
are
you? I'm Batman.
No. I'm Batman.
That one was good.
That was not bad. Christian Bale just shivered a little bit.
I was going to say something, but that was too good. So when I talk about Gary and I introduce him to people, I say it's Gary, not Batman Wayne. Just so people don't get confused.
Yeah. You're not Batman. I'm sorry,
Gary,
you're
not
Batman.
Batman Wayne.
You're not Batman. The long hair does not...
Oh, come on. You like Superman anyway.
Gary has left the show.
I'm a Superman fan.
Yes.
I probably just lost a lot of friends now.
I'm like a Batman fan.
No, I'm a Superman fan.
A Batman fan.
I like Batman, and especially when he's wearing his special super nipple suit.
The nipple suit.
Yeah. Who was in that one?
It was George Clooney.
Was it Clooney in that?
And it was
was the other one? It was so good, except for the nipples.
Outfit was great. They looked at it and they said something's missing. I know. Some nipples. Useless nipples.
Nipples, right?
They're already useless. Let's just add them on anyway.
Well, you know, they also had butt. They had a butt. When they showed him getting dressed one time, they focused on his butt, and it was, even though you can't see it because of the cape, it's a butt.
Yeah, I know, but this is, you know, listen.
So, no, the nipples were an added feature because you could cut glass with them.
This is George Clooney's butt. George Clooney's butt has clout. It's the Clooney clout butt. It does have clout. I will say, if I had George Clooney's ass, I would not be sitting here today. I'd be walking around showing it to everybody.
Yeah, right, you wouldn't be sitting at all.
I'm just saying.
The $1 million insured butt.
Yes.
He's always just saying.
Anyway, Terry says give her Thor any day.
Oh, she likes those long-haired blondes.
Yeah, well, see, now you could be Thor.
I'm not blonde.
Well,
it could be. I've been working with my personal trainer. I've been Thor every day since I've seen him. What's wrong with you? I'm really Thor. I can't move.
I got lisp now too.
I got to see my trainer tomorrow. I'm so scared.
Yes.
Oh really?
He said we're going to turn it up a notch. Is it possible to like pull muscles before you even walk in the door? I mean, I'm cramping up thinking about what he's going
to
do to me.
I think that's
and I'm paying for this.
Pre-hypnotic stress.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Apparently, it's not kosher to go to S&M clinics anymore. So, you know, or dungeon chambers and those secret society things. So now you
just sign up with a personal trainer.
Oh, you know, take these ropes and keep doing that until your arms fall off. Hey, that sounds good.
Yvonne thinks Clooney's hot.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, Clooney's Clooney.
Clooney's Clooney.
I actually like him. The Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 13 movies.
Very cool, yeah.
Like Ocean's 11, mm-hmm. which was like the heist, right? Ocean's 12, which was like they tried to do some like really exotic thing. And then Ocean's 13 was called The Apology for making Ocean's 12.
Well, that was the one with Pacino.
Yeah.
Pacino.
Yeah.
That Pacino was in that.
Yeah.
We crashed, guys. Yep. We have so many people loving and leaving comments and giving appreciation that we broke the system.
Keep it going. Every once in a while we have a little thing like that. Always remember that we're going to keep going, and you can watch the show in its entirety. Those little hiccups don't affect our rebroadcast, so make sure you check us out on YouTube. So we apologize for that little delay.
And for those of you who are watching the whole time, like Yvonne is, watch the whole time. She's been commenting the whole time. Also, you can call in, folks. You can call in anytime that you like. You call in at 954-210-5413. It's right there on the screen.
Yeah, I left it up for a while.
So let me take a moment to... Yvonne was yelling at the phone, thinking it was her. Yes, Yvonne, it was your phone. It wasn't everybody else. By the way, everybody blame Yvonne.
No. Hey, Jay Lynch is watching. Hi, Jay. Jay's my partner at Kids Radio Classics.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what do you got going on this weekend? I know tonight's date night with Tammy, and all of our listeners are invited. Gary's paying.
That's right. I'm taking everybody out to...
Red Lobster. Yes.
This would be a good time for the show to cut out, right?
Right. iSweets. I'm buying a bag of Tootsie Rolls and going to hand them out.
Yes.
That's right.
How about tomorrow? You playing out tomorrow night or anything?
Tomorrow night I'm playing at an Eagles lounge in Boynton Beach. It's steak night.
Wait a minute.
They got me playing a solo gig.
Wait, in the Eagles lounge?
An Eagles VFW.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for a friend of mine.
I couldn't figure out if it was Eagles, like long run Eagles, or Eagles like the football team Eagles.
No, it's Eagles like VFW Eagles.
Okay. All right.
So a friend of mine called me up. He says, it's going to be steak night and we don't have any entertainment. Can you come and play for us? This guy is like...
Are you getting some steak out of this deal?
He's really a great guy.
Are you getting some steak?
I'm getting a steak. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, so is Tammy. Tammy's getting a steak and she doesn't eat the whole thing, so I'm getting actually 1.5 steaks.
Now it is time...
For
Coach Carol Phillips.
Thank you.
That was her.
Yeah, anybody.
That was Smurfy's Law.
You can't give me something, Gary? I mean, come on. It's time for what?
Scott's Curiosities.
Yes.
Notice my hands go out like that because I get excited.
Smurf, we really got to work on an intro.
Curiosities.
I'm having enough problems right now.
No,
okay?
One day.
She's having. It's one of those days where things keep going wrong, and we call it Smurfy's Law.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Jay's outing you and saying that you like Red Lobster.
I do like Red Lobster.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's like the Denny's of seafood.
I like Denny's, too.
Yeah, Oh, my goodness. This is the guy who used to go to in high school and say, this school lunch is really good.
I love the pizza. You remember the pizzas, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like a stale bagel with old cheese on it and ketchup.
Yeah, ketchup, right.
Okay, Scott's Curiosities.
Scott's Curiosities. Folks, this is like one of my favorite parts of the show.
If you're new to our show, Scott's Curiosities was... Oh, I'm sorry. My daughter, Hillary, she's pointing out, remember when Red Lobster was good?
Yeah, I like Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Hey, can I give you one curiosity?
I wish you would.
If right is left, then is left right?
Only if you're going that direction.
Okay, thank you. See? It's the first one he had to answer, he came right up with it. Did you hear that snap?
Okay, curiosity time. Why do they call it hamburgers if it's made from beef? There is no ham in hamburgers.
Beef burgers.
Now, there are some people you can go and you can buy beef burgers, but we call them hamburgers.
That's right. You can get a beef burger, and they probably have the same thought that you did.
Why would they call them hamburgers? There's no ham. If you gave somebody a hamburger made out of ham, they're going to throw it at you.
You know something? Why would they call that a hamburger?
That's, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Who's, maybe Bob Ham invented it.
It's a, well, a spam burger, that would be ham. That came from Hillary, not from me. I stole that right off of one of our lists. Thank you, Hillary. You got my back, babe. All right. Another curiosity. If you have a table and there's a whole bunch of odds and ends on a table and everything falls off but one piece, what's left, an odd or an end?
It depends. If it's, what it... I was going to say, what is it? Is it something that is the top of something? Odds and ends. That's pretty good. That's good.
I think.
That's good.
It would be an odd because there is only one of them left on there.
Yes.
That is a good answer.
But you've reached the end of the objects as well, so it could be the end.
The end that's right. is when it's on the right. floor.
Okay.
No, that's the...
That's the end of the carrots.
You both got points there. But,
okay.
But you don't have an even left on the table.
So if what is the opposite of pro? Pros and
con.
What?
Con. Right? Yeah.
Pro, the opposite of pro is con.
Right.
So the opposite of progress would be?
Con.
Congress.
Con. Oh, no.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Right.
I'm sorry, we weren't going to be political on the show, but, you know.
Well, with Congress, you have the ones that are more in, and you have the Congress members that are more out, right? So there, a lot of them are more outs, but most of them are more ons.
I'm sorry.
I
can't.
I totally zoned out.
But if they're out, if somebody from Congress goes outside and they stand outside, are they outstanding? I'm just asking. All right, let's move on. Okay, why would they cure a pig after it's dead? You've had cured ham. Why would they do it after it's dead?
And
don't
why
you
would
think
they
should
that?
Do it before the pig dies?
That's right.
Cure it.
Cure it.
We've already been there. All right. If a mute swears with sign language, does his mother make him wash his hands out with soap? I'm... okay.
You know, the best thing to do when you're giving these curiosities is not even think about... answering you is just retaining it and sucking it in. Folks, these are every week he comes up with these. Okay.
There is a collective sigh of a support, emotional support for Therese to have to live with me. because this is not fun to live with. Trust me, I'm with myself almost all day, every day.
Almost.
And almost.
Almost.
I do uh-huh. I do take some time off.
Uh-huh.
I do take some time off. That's when Judy Finkel comes in.
If you haven't seen this show today, that's him.
I miss Judy Finkel.
Judy Finkel.
She was way better than Scott.
No, she wasn't.
What do you call a bunch of sheep? Is that a herd? Is it a herd of sheep?
Oh, I forgot what it is. I think so.
I think it's a herd of sheep.
Flock.
A flock. Thank you.
He's smarter than us.
So if you got a flock of sheep and they're all in close quarters and they're rubbing against each other, do they get static cling?
Ooh. I've actually heard that it does.
They would be shocking everything. I mean, thinking you don't even need electric fences. They just keep shocking each other.
You get the herd together and they just go.
Oh no, Gary. Oh.
Speaking of which, if sheep get caught in the rain, do they shrink?
Therese said true story.
Oh, about having to live with me? Yeah, I know. Therese, I love you, honey. All right. So do sheep shrink when it rains?
No, but
I put a wool sweater in the wash one time. That sucker couldn't fit on a Ken doll when I was done. I could just see the whole flock of sheep, and it starts storming. And they're all gone. They just, now they're little tiny things. And now they end up on one of those little wee farms that I used to have when I was a kid, with the wobbles and the people.
Yeah, no, they just have their wool shrinks.
The wool shrinks.
So it's like the sweater just gets tighter.
It's just, I love those sheep with those tight sweaters.
Actually, when it rains, the sheep look bigger.
Oh, that was wrong. I'm sorry. All right, wait a minute. We got an answer. On the hamburger, it's because the name came from Hamburg, Germany, home of... a cut of beef called Hamburg steak.
Somebody's been Googling.
I know, if you knew that on your own, Yvonne, you read too much. Watch TV once in a while. I suggest Gilligan's Island reruns.
So are cheeseburgers from Cheeseburg, Germany?
And that was one of Gary's curiosities. That's what it is.
Okay, moving right along. So vegetarians eat vegetables, right?
Right.
What do humanitarians eat? Okay. All right.
What do veterinarians eat?
Have you ever been scared half to death? Have you ever used that term?
Yes.
What happens if it happens twice? I've been scared half to death. I hope it doesn't happen again.
I think
depends on how long in between. Yeah. You scare.
Oh, because you actually recover.
You can recover from the half death scare.
You know, I was talking to Tammy about these the other day, and I came up with one. I can't remember what it was, but
that's why I write them down.
Yeah, you write them. Well, these are great.
I put them in my phone throughout the week, and then, you know, before I write them down, and I think about it, and I say, should I say this? And if I think I probably shouldn't, those are the ones that go on the list.
He actually...
This might offend somebody, number one.
Well, he's got two columns.
This will offend everybody, the last one of the show.
Yeah, right. All right, bye!
It's been great, folks. Mm-mm. Okay. Let's see. What do you call a defective milk dud? If you got a milk dud that's no good, what is it?
You call it a milk don't.
I will accept that as a viable answer. I will accept that.
That's a good one. A milk don't.
Okay. Terry decided to throw meatloaf out there. That was obviously named after the singer. Okay. All right, three more.
Okay.
I hold up four fingers for three more.
No, you held those,
I held up five.
This happened.
The thumb doesn't count.
This happened last week, too. Yeah.
Why doesn't
this
the thumb count?
This happened last week, too, where your fingers just don't communicate with your brain.
It's a long trip.
Yeah, it's because you got giant sausage fingers.
My brain gets to my mouth faster than it gets anywhere else.
Yeah, just unfortunately.
As a matter of fact, sometimes the mouth just goes on without the brain.
I was about to say, unfortunately, your mouth is faster.
All right. What is the speed of dark? There's got to be a speed of dark.
Very slow.
There's a speed of light.
Yeah.
So there has to be a speed of dark.
Well, the dark is absence of light. So as fast as the light can turn off.
I could argue that light is the absence of dark too.
No.
Take that, Copernicus.
No, you can't.
Why do you say there has to be?
I can argue it. Doesn't mean it's right.
Why do you say there has to be the speed of dark?
Well, because they got speed of sound. Speed of light, speed of smell.
Well, I mean, you can say light's off. You can't say dark's off.
No, dark's on.
No, light's on.
When the lights are on, the dark's off. When the lights are off, the dark's on.
I don't know where I am right now. Turn the lights off and go home.
Please, no food or drink in this area.
These aren't the droids you're looking for. All right. I'm letting the little dark side come through here. Okay.
Oh, look at this. Lance, you're finally watching now. Where have you been? We're almost done. We've gone through six of Scott's curiosities, and now you're coming on?
Gary, thanks a lot. We've actually gone through 11, but I'm glad you were paying attention. Apparently six good ones.
No, they're really good. They blend.
Okay. I'm really curious. What was the best thing before sliced bread? Was there never a best thing?
It was just bread.
Best thing since sliced bread. First of all, isn't that setting the bar a little low? Since a child could slice bread. I mean, we went to the moon. It was the best thing since sliced bread. What, really?
No.
And before sliced bread, what was it? Best thing since Grog rolled rock.
Yes.
What was it?
Best thing since the wheel.
Best thing since the wheel.
Look at this. This bread is sliced. This is the best thing since the wheel.
It was pre-sliced bread that you could buy from markets, guys. Relax. Not somebody taking a hunk of bread.
But somebody, somewhere, it used to be the best thing since the wheel. The wheel, right?
Right.
But then somebody bought a loaf of Wonder Bread, looked at their bicycle, their unicycle, their motorcycle, their tricycle, their car, their truck, looked at all those things and said, this is better.
I'm gonna
because I can't put peanut butter and jelly on any of those things.
Right.
So best thing since like I don't know. All right. Lastly, and this is kind of like a existential kind of thing.
Oh, that's deep.
I have decided that Disney is simply a large people trap run by a mouse. We're always looking for a better mouse trap.
We had had that discussion.
Disney is a large people trap. Run by a mouse.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not a curiosity.
No, that's not a curiosity.
Fact.
That is a fact. Next time that you're standing in line at Disney, just think about a mouse standing at the edge of that mouse trap, looking at that cheese.
Waiting for you. Come on.
And
come on.
Mickey's in there saying cheese.
Cheese,
right? He describes it as a roller coaster.
And as soon as you go through that turnstile, right?
Exactly. You can't get out.
Snap.
Then you can't get out. And then they make you buy things.
Yeah.
To make you look like a mouse.
Right. Like a $4 bottle of water, right.
Or an $18 made in China ears for your head.
That people actually buy.
People buy them. You know, I mean, fine, listen, if you've had some problem, you don't have ears, go ahead and buy them. But I've got mine. I don't need to buy more.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad bought a pair for me. He's like, you're going to make me pay $3 for this?
Yeah, I know.
Now it's like $18 for one of those things. It's, and they come in all different, some of them shoot out lasers. They light up. They
Hey. Just like when that thing slams shut on a mousetrap, and the mouse is thinking, I really don't want to be here.
Yep.
That is the same thought that goes through every adult's head when they bring their kids to Disney and they get through that gate and they look around and they say, I really don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I mean,
standing online.
No disrespect to the Disney corporation because, you know, they do own half the planet.
Everything. They own everything.
I know.
ABC, they own ABC. They own Star Wars. They own, get this, the Disney Channel. Yeah.
Okay. Smurf, when the electrical current went through, we should have given her something to bite down on or something.
Now, if I ever need any useless information, I know where to go.
Wait, I think they own Discovery, too, by the way. They own Shark Week,
so
people.
Maybe you can tell me
Shark
who's
Week.
Buried in Grant's tomb.
What? Who's tomb?
Perfect.
Who's that singing on the Rod Stewart album?
Oh, gosh. Billy Joel.
All right, so my brother threw out there, it's before the sliced bread, the best thing since fire.
Oh.
All right, that makes sense.
Oh, okay,
which he said, which actually baked the bread. So they celebrated fire for about 38 seconds, because once you bake bread, you're like, hey, better than fire. We got bread. Bread is life. The bread of life.
Bread of life.
Yes.
It's actually
bread
one
of life.
The
That's why they call money
elements.
Bread. Because you need bread. You need money. Money is bread.
Yeah.
It's one of the fundamental elements. You've got earth, wind, fire, and bread.
Yeah. Until you go on the Atkins diet, then they say bread is evil. Oh, my goodness. We've got this other bread. We got this bread now. Because I'm on this diet. And it's like, it's not even bread anymore. It's like somebody glued bird seeds together.
Oh, is it gluten-free?
It's
keep it in the freezer?
It's got like a few things. It's gluten-free. It is flour-free. It is carb-free. It is taste-free. It is moisture-free. I mean, this is, it's weird. And I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on it. And there were more peanuts in the bread than there were in the peanut butter. There were more nuts in it. I mean, it was... Mm-hmm.
So why'd you put peanut butter on it?
Because I wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
But then you have nothing but peanut butter and barely any jelly because it's all made of nuts.
Do you know that Disney owns the Disney Channel?
No way!
And the water is wet. All right, so...
That's why I don't go in the ocean. It's too wet.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of another show here, believe it or not. Time has just flown by.
Great curiosities. Folks, I got to tell you, I got to applaud Scott and Karen for yesterday and the day and 2 days ago. They did the ATC interventions training sessions, and they were great. They were great. And cheers, man. You were great.
I appreciate
that. You did a great job. You managed to keep everybody's attention. You were funny. You were informative. It's very good.
I appreciate it, man.
It was very good.
I appreciate
it.
And, you know, Gary played a part in our trainings and was able to, you know, when we train people, we found a way to get them to interact. And it's hard when I'm standing up there and doing things to then switch modes. And Gary stepped right in and he says, here, I'll do it. And he got these people to actually practice what they were training. It was awesome.
They needed an ex drug.
Yeah.
An ex drug infested person.
I'm sorry. It was really the part of the shout out drug addict will be played by Gary.
It was right. So good though.
That was me.
You know, and then you actually went into a closet to change costumes.
Oh, I changed costumes for each one. I was an enthusiastic one, I was an angry one, and I was a guy who's already under the influence. But if you are under the influence and if you have a problem and if you need help and support, then what you want to do is you want to call Karen at 786-514-0893. That's 786-514-0893. You want to call Karen if you have a problem with addiction, if you know somebody who has a problem with addiction. These are patterns that you just cannot get rid of yourself. You need help. You need that therapy. Whether it is any kind of addiction, whatever kind of addiction it is, if you have been trapped in a pattern in your life, you got to get help. You need somebody to, if you're saying to yourself, I can do it on my own, you'll be saying that every single day. Call Karen.
That's right. 786-514-0893. With that, I want to welcome everybody or thank everybody for tuning in. Welcome, everybody. We're starting the show over again.
Real quick, Gary, can you talk about the Boynton event one more time? Because we may have cut out when you were talking about
that I'm playing at Eagles VFW.
But that's private, right?
No, it's not private.
Oh, okay.
But it's $15 a steak, and I'm not that good a singer. So,
Okay. Wow, I was trying to re-up the shout-out.
I appreciate it. I just don't want everybody to know that I'm playing it. VFWs are great. I mean, my hat is off to VFW people and to veterans. I mean, if there's a veteran watching us, thank you very much for what you're doing. I'll be at Eagles VFW in Boynton Beach. I would suggest that if you're not doing anything that night and you want to see something wonderful, Tammy will be with me, so that's worth the $15 right there.
What night is it, Gary?
I love that woman. She comes to wherever I'm playing because she loves music.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Tammy, what's that? Not me. What night is it, Gary?
It is Saturday night.
Saturday night,
Boynton Beach VFW.
Okay, with that,
Eagles VFW.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You guys have been great. We'd love having you guys as part of our family right here at Live Out Loud Podcast. Make sure you share us with your friends. Check out our YouTube channel. And if you want to look for maybe a hat or our shirts or something like that, you can check out our shop, liveoutloudshop.com. And you could also connect with us. Just send us a text. Or a message on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Live Out Loud Podcast. For now, I want to make sure everybody has yourself a great week. Next week, we're going to do something a little special. We're going to be broadcasting from a location up in West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be on next Friday at 2, but we are going to be at a location shoot. So tune in. It's going to be something really special. We're going to really get deep into some real addiction work and stuff.
Right,
we're going to be talking a lot about that next week.
Also, for any of your video needs or broadcasting needs, or if you're putting together some kind of TV show, or you need a studio to record or to do a podcast or anything, you want to go to
Broadcast Beat Studios.
Broadcast Beat Studios. That's where you want to go. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful spot. Great location. It's just so comfortable here. Just wonderful here.
Absolutely.
And thank you for having us.
Yeah. And, you know, don't forget about our friends. Pretty soon, I'm hoping that we're going to set up, I'm going to do a broadcast from our friends over at Crazy Bat Costumes. I'm thinking that would be a great place for us to do a live show. Cool.
That would be a great.
We got our friends over at Dr. Phone Fix. We've got friends all over, and you are our friends too. I want to thank you all for joining us. Make sure you all have a great weekend. For now, I'm Scott.
I'm Gary.
And we got Smurf over in the corner. We're saying have a good one.
Everybody, be good to someone.